It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am reflecting on how I have come to accept and appreciate God's curriculum for my life. And I will be the first to acknowledge that I have come a long way because I am a connect the dots kind of person. I like things to add up. And sometimes I would say, you know, Father, you know, you did it for them and they're not even serving you, but you won't do it for me and I am serving you, you know. But thank goodness that I have come a long way from that mindset. But I did happen to think about it as I was reading in Matthew where Jesus heals two blind men. So the first blind man of Bethesda, who is reflected in Matthew 8, Jesus leads him out of town. He spits on his eyes. He places his hands on the man's eyes twice before his sight is restored. The second blind man, however, of Jericho, who is reflected in Matthew 10, his sight was restored with the utterance of one word. And sometimes we can feel like, you know, a door so easily opened for one person, yet you've been struggling for years on trying to get that same door open yourself. And it can leave that question mark on our foreheads. But I've learned two things. One, God's curriculum varies by each of his children. So he can use gain to teach one, and he can use lack to teach the other. The other thing that I've learned is these aren't random acts. They are all serving a purpose. So the real question is, will we continue to pass the test? The scripture today is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. So today, give God the glory for your story and make sure you pass the test. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.